Blackstone Publishing presents Dance for Two, selected essays by Alan Lightman. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. To Jean, Elise, and Cara. Foreword. The 24 essays in this collection were chosen from the last 15 years. All have had a previous life in magazines and in other collections. These are the pieces that have made me happiest in the rereading and seem the most likely to keep doing so. Over time, I have come to understand there are three pleasures in writing. The first is the exquisite joy of writing itself, when one is completely alone. The second, more social, comes in moving readers with what one has written. The third pleasure, years later, and finally solitary again, is rereading that fraction of one's writing worth keeping and being surprised and grateful all over again. For the most part, writing is a selfish and self-centered profession, and the essay, as E.B. White has remarked, is probably the most egoistic of all forms. Here the writer openly displays personal thoughts and adventures as if his every sneeze and little observation will be of general interest. The idea for my first essay came to me while I sat in a comfortable wing-back chair, smoking my great-grandfather's pipe and inhaling the ancient aromas long dormant within it. As described in Time Travel and Papa Joe's Pipe, the pipe created a kind of intimacy with my ancestor, deceased before I was born, and set my mind puzzling about time travel. More importantly, it revived my relationship with my father. He was a pipe smoker himself, and a taciturn man. For years, I had never known what my father was thinking, whether he was pleased or unhappy. But beginning in my college years, he had now and then presented me with one of his pipes and a brief story to go with it. Once he had given me a light brown K-Woody from his World War II days and described how he used to smoke it while pacing on his ship before an invasion. My great-grandfather's old briar, with its strange engraved markings, had rested in his drawer for years before he gave it to me, without comment. Then, a few days later, he sent me a wonderful photograph of himself as a little boy with Papa Joe, just the two of them, holding hands in front of a white clapboard house. My father wore knickers and Papa Joe a hat and mustache, just as I'd picked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?